Harihi Om Sahana Vavatu Sahana Bhunaktu Sahavilyankaravavahai Tejasvinavatitamastumavidvishavahai Om Shanti 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 Om Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So now all the Pandavas are ready to go, and so then the Pandavas themselves then are taking the blessings from their seniors before leaving, and then Draupadi also does the same. Before following her husbands, Draupadi approached Kunti to ask her leave. As she entered the inner chambers, a loud cry went up from all the ladies there. They were plunged in grief to see the Panchala princess about to enter the forest. Draupadi saluted and embraced them all according to their status. She bowed before Kunti, who lifted her up and embraced her. So all of them would, because, you know, being a princess, then you would not be going into the forest and all that, unless you've, you know, finished your grihastha life and have moved on to vanaprastha. Yeah, so it'll be a disturbing situation. It's not natural. At the same time, it'll create all these ladies, their husbands may be very pleased with the turn of events and the Pandavas going to the forest. The ladies won't be, because it's just improper behavior. And if their husbands can deal in an improper way, that does create a certain sense of insecurity that what if they improperly behave with them, right? So as they've done with the Pandavas, and therefore Draupadi suffers, they could also deal in another way that they could suffer. So, you know, because if injustice is done, injustice can function in any capacity. So there'll always be that aspect. With tears in her eyes, Kunti said, "O child, do not grieve for this great calamity which has overtaken you. The hearts of good women are never moved by the inevitable influence of destiny. Knowing all your desires, you should follow your husbands with a happy heart and continue to render them service. You are chaste and accomplished, and you adorn the ancient Guru race. It is fortunate indeed for the Kurus that they were not burnt by your wrath." That means just she in herself, if she just actually directly got angry at them, just that wrath itself could destroy them, as we see with a similar kind of situation, the gambling match, you losing the kingdom, ending up in the forest. And then, you know, with his wife, then Maharaj Nala, as described in the Mahabharata, had the same similar kind of situation. And then she got separated by her husband, and then I think it was maybe a hunter or something found her and was, you know, trying to help her. But then as she was kind of like confiding and all that and pointing out the difficulties and all that, then he actually noticed how beautiful she was and qualified. And so then, you know, desire developed within his heart, and she became so angry that it just destroyed him on the spot, just killed him on the spot. So Kunti is pointing out is that these qualified princesses like that, their chastity is so great, they have that kind of power. Though we see generally they don't use it. Right? Because here she's not under any difficulty of, any problem here. She, you know, husbands are here, she's with the husbands. "O sinless one, go now in safety, blessed by my prayers. Protected by your own virtue, you will soon attain good fortune." Right? Because they always acted good character and all that, that does bear fruit. Just like it behaving badly will bear fruit. Because let's say I have done some good acts in the past, and by those good acts, I deserve to, you know, I will gain a good amount of wealth. Now, I can continue to perform my good acts, and then that wealth that I'm supposed to get will then come down through those acts. And then that will last a long time, like Gandhari mentioned to Dhritarashtra. But if you're performing sinful acts and you attain this wealth, right, you're supposed to get the wealth, but because you're using sinful acts as the medium, then it will soon be lost. And so the point is, even though they appear that they're gaining, it will all be lost. And the Pandavas, even though it appears that they're losing, they'll gain everything back. Kunti's voice was choked. She could never have separated from her sons before. She's never been separated from her sons before. How could she face 13 years away from them? Sobbing loudly, she asked Draupadi, "My child, take particular care of Sahadev. That gentle boy holds a special place in my heart." Right, because he's the youngest. Draupadi replied, "So be it." And still wearing a single cloth, her hair disheveled, she left the inner apartments in tears. Kunti followed close behind. As she came out, she saw her sons, shorn of their royal robes and clad in deerskins, rejoicing foes and pitying friends surrounding them. Overwhelmed by motherly affection, Kunti embraced them and said with difficulty, "You are all virtuous and well-behaved. You are devoted to the Lord and ever engaged in the service of your superiors. How then has this calamity overcome you? I do not see whose sin has fallen upon you. Surely it is due to your having taken birth in my womb that you now face this reversal despite your numerous excellent qualities." Right? So even though she's mentioning that you know, that they're not disturbed, but at the same time as that emotional state, then the questions still come up. But you see that they can function still properly. Kunti lamented loudly for her sons. How would they survive in the wilderness? She decided that Madhvi had been the more fortunate wife. She had already attained liberation. Surely she had foreseen this terrible disaster and had entered Pandu's funeral pyre in relief. If Kunti had known that this was to happen, she would never have brought her sons from the mountains to Hastinapur. She would have just stayed in the mountains and lived with the sages. They would have grown up. You know, they would have been, you know, themselves, you know, Kshatriyas, but then living as sages and all that. You know, they might, you know, carry on their life there. Who knows how it would have gone? That's what she was thinking. You know, they wouldn't have had this trouble, because when she came down to, Hastinapur, then we see immediately then there's problems coming, because up to now, then Duryodhana was the eldest son and he was doted upon as the most important. But when the Pandavas came, their qualities were so much greater that everyone appreciated them more. And, you know, and then he has to share the limelight. And so he hasn't appreciated that from day one. And so, you know, now because they're older, more mature, more clever, more able to get things done, then you can see now here's the fruit of all that time spent. And so now that's where it's set. Surrounded by rejoicing foes and friends like this. Kunti let out an anguished cry. "O great creator, have you forgotten to ordain my death? Surely that is why I am still living, although faced with such tragedy." Right? Meaning, from this tragedy, she would naturally feel just the emotion she would die. But because the Lord has forgotten about her, he forgot that she would die at this point. You know, so it's just an emotional outbreak. "Oh, my sons, I obtained you after so much difficulty. How can I leave you now? I shall accompany you to the forest." Folding her hands, she prayed aloud to Krishna. "O Krishna, O you who dwell in Dwarka, where are you? Why do you not save me and my sons, the best of men? Those who are wise said that you always protect those who think of you. Why is this now proving false?" Kunti then, right, so these kind of, these are things that will create this sorrow, this karuna, the compassion kind of element like that. At the same time, it's just anger along with it. Generally, it doesn't come with this, but these are just the mixed emotions that are so many things that are happening. Kunti then censured the Kuru elders who could stand by and watch as her virtuous sons were exiled to the forest. Now that's something she can, you know, be direct about. Weeping, she turned to Sahadev. "Oh, my son, you should not go. Stay behind and earn the fruit of the virtue of serving the mother. Let your pious brothers fulfill the terms of the vow." The Pandavas were pained to see their mother grieving. They consoled her as best they could, then took their leave. Vidura gently took Kunti by the hand and led her towards his house. Gandhari and the other ladies of the royal house also wept, covering their faces with their lotus-like hands. With difficulty, the brothers made their way along Hastinapur's crowded streets. The news of their exile had spread quickly, and the streets were filled with grieving citizens, right? So everybody came out. Now if they said that Duryodhana was, you know, if the gambling master gone the other way, Duryodhana was going to the forest, Karna and, Shakuni, and a few others might have, accompanied them as they walked out. But the citizens probably wouldn't if they knew that now they would be ruled by Yudhishthira. Led by Domya, they left the city and the people they loved, unable to say anything to anyone. Into the forest, chapter 22. When the Pandavas were gone, Dhritarashtra became prey to anxiety. Thinking of the dangers awaiting his sons, he could not enjoy the peace of mind. Right. So now, yes, now they have this unrivaled kingdom and all that for 13 years, but he's never going to be able to enjoy it because he knows what's coming. Right now it's 13 years, but the next year it'll be 12 years. And that, because when they come back, he knows his sons. He knows they're not going to agree to give him back the kingdom. So then there'll be war, because they won't have another gambling match. They'll have one was there, because now it's just not going to put up with that. He brooded in his rooms for some time and then called for Vidura. When his brother arrived, the king timidly asked, "I desire to hear how Yudhishthira and his brothers left the city. How did Draupadi proceed? What was the exalted Domya doing as they left the city?" Right, remember before is that Duryodhana had mentioned how the Pandavas had gone out, how they were wielding their weapons and things like that, and that kind of mood. So the same thing is, because that gives a flavor of what their attitude is. So the same thing now is Dhritarashtra wants to know, as they were leaving the city, what were they doing? Vidura replied, "Yudhishthira walked with his face covered by a cloth. Bhima flexed his mighty muscles. And Arjuna scattered sands as they walked," right? So he'd have sands in his hand. And he'd throw them like this. Right? Like that. Sahadev smeared his face with dirt, and Nakula covered his body with ashes. The lotus-eyed Draupadi followed them, her face bathed in tears and her hair disheveled. Dromia walked before them. Before them, carrying kusagrass and uttering fearful mantras from the Samaveda relating to Yamaraj. Although your sons persecuted him and deprived him of his kingdom by foul means, the wise Dharmaraj has not deviated from the path of virtue. Right? So that's what strength is there to be able to do that. So that kind of strength in Dharma, the results is going to give very great results, for Yudhishthira and his brothers. And at the same time, having offended somebody of that character who can tolerate that, then you see, there's the reaction will be very great. And then on top of that, of course, Draupadi. So if they were gambling with just some other king, and then they started to cheat, and the king got angry and all that, and it started a fight there, and then something, there's no technically any sinful, they're just bad behavior. But because Dharmaraj was acting according to Dharma, and they were not. They were trying every means they could to do anything against Dharma, the more to harass, because he's so much into Dharma, so do things that are not. And so then the reaction will be very, very strong. And so Dhritarashtra is very worried about this. Oh, intrigued by this description, Dhritarashtra inquired further, "Tell me why they assume these various guises."